Welcome to Spiritual Arms, 5 minutes for the battle, brought to you by Cap'n. Let's begin in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, open our hearts to receive your word. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today, I'd like to read from St. Mark's Gospel, chapter 12, verses 28 through 34. And we hear the following. One of the scribes, when he came forward and heard them disputing and saw how well he answered them, he asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "The first is this, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." The scribe said to him, "Well said, teacher, you are right in saying he is one and there is no other than he, and to love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And no one dared to ask him any more questions. So where do we hear about the first commandment in the Old Testament, the one that Jesus is referring to as the greatest commandment? That's actually a Jewish prayer called the Shema, and that can be found in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 7. "Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. Therefore you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength. Take to heart these words which I enjoin on you today. Drill them into your children. Speak of them at home and abroad, whether you are busy or at rest." And if we turn to the Catechism actually talks about this in paragraph 201, and we hear the following. "To Israel, his chosen, God revealed himself as the only one. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might. Through the prophets, God calls Israel and all nations to turn to him, the one and only God. Turn to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is no other. To me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear. Only in the Lord it shall be said of me, our righteousness and strength." Now, what I would like to focus on is the fact that if you look at the Ten Commandments, you can actually break them into two main parts. And the first part is the first three commandments focus on our relationship with God. And the second part of the commandments, the next seven, deal with our relationship with each other. In this gospel passage, Jesus basically summarizes and gives the greatest commandment, which is that you should love God above all things and love your neighbor as yourself. I know we didn't focus on this passage in scripture, but I want to take just a moment to reflect upon Mark chapter 10. There's a young man, a rich young man, that comes to Jesus and asks a similar question. He asks him, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus asks him about the commandments and which ones he's lived. And the young man says to him, "Lord, I've lived these from my youth. What do I lack?" And Jesus tells him that he needs to go and sell all his possessions and give them to the poor. In that particular passage, you see what the struggle is. The young man had many material things and he wanted to inherit eternal life, but he was doing it in a way that was just checking off boxes. Okay, I know the commandments, let me check these off. But his heart was not in it. And so if you compare that passage with the one that we just reflected on earlier from Mark chapter 12, the scribe in this passage, he has understanding. He realizes that in order to follow God with all your heart and to do so out of love is what Jesus is after. Now, in our own lives, I think that's where we struggle a lot. I know, especially for me, when I have practiced the faith in the past and sometimes even now, I struggle with checking off boxes. Okay, I'm not doing this, I'm not doing this, I'm not doing that. It has been legalistic. It hasn't been out of love for God. That's what I want you to think about and I want you to do is when you do these things, when you follow the commandments, follow them out of love for God and out of love for neighbor. If you do that, your relationship with our blessed Lord will deepen and will grow. Thank you for joining us. May God bless and keep you.